With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. The vote this past hour put the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security and President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. The top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington Friday.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Americans weigh in on the Trump administration's goal to shrink the size and expense of the federal government.
A new poll finds about two-thirds of Americans think the federal government is rife with corruption, inefficiency, and red tape. But only about one in three approve of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, while four in ten disapprove. The goal of the advisory body is to expose wasteful spending. But the poll finds Americans are ambivalent about some of the changes the Trump team have floated. Having federal workers return to the office was more popular than cutting federal jobs. Jennifer King, Washington.
There are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage release deal. Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom says even though it's good to be getting some of the hostages back from Hamas.
What we don't know are the identities of all the dead and maimed Israelis who are going to emerge as a result of the terrorists being released from prison as a result of this deal.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. Here's Michael Harrington.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs as well. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes that Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them to do so. This is SRN News. It was a chilling debut for two giant pandas at the National Zoo.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A solitary sunfish in an aquarium in Japan lost its appetite and began banging into the side of the tank. It appeared unwell days after that facility closed last month for renovations. As a last-ditch measure to save the fish, its keepers hung their uniforms and set up human cutouts outside the tank. The fish responded. Apparently, it had been missing having people around. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.